After years of troubled finances and poor academic performance, Governor Gretchen Whitmer says closing Benton Harbor High School is the best way to save the district. At a school board meeting last week, Sonia Brown from Albion warned Benton Harbor residents against that plan.
Do not vote away your high school. If Governor Whitmer is bold enough to shut you down, you make her come in here and own it and do it. You don't do it.
Albion schools faced a similar situation in 2013. The city's only high school closed and the district was converted to K through 8. How did that work out for students? Ron French of Bridge Magazine, the situation was similar. Poor, majority black district, low student test scores, high debt.
Remarkably similar, Cindy. As you said, it was a low-income district and a majority-minority student population surrounded by predominantly white school districts. And the school had a lot of debt. The scores were very low. And it's hard to argue. It was a failing school that was failing its kids.
And in Albion, the school board voted to close the high school. Benton Harbor School Board is refusing to even vote on the Whitmer plan. And if they don't have that viable alternative, she, as we heard, is warning the whole district could be dissolved. Does that pressure from the state change the dynamics?
Oh, it absolutely does. That's basically what happened in Albion, too. There was a lot of pressure to find a way to resolve the debt. The test scores were unacceptable. And there what you had were a couple of dynamic leaders. You had superintendents in both Albion and Marshall who worked together, who spent about a year coming up with a plan to transfer all the kids from Albion High School to Marshall High School. It's 13 miles away. They bused them every day. And what happened there is that you found that the kids, despite all the concerns, the kids were surprisingly successful.
So they did succeed. They did do better in a way they might not have if they'd stayed in Albion.
Right. And I know that's the big concern in Benton Harbor, as it should be. Every family wants their kids to succeed. And they also want their local high school to stay open. The high school is the center of a community in small towns like this. But what we found from looking at experience in Albion, what happened is that the students who live in Albion graduate from high school at a much higher rate at Marshall than they were at their own high school. For example, the last 4 years that Albion High School was open, the graduation rate ranged from 58%, which is just shockingly low, to 84%, depending on the year. At Marshall, those same cohort of kids, the ones who live in Albion, they're graduating at a 94% clip. And that's higher than the state average for everyone. They're just 1 or 2% points off of the graduation rate of the kids who grew up in Marshall, who are have a much higher income.
But ultimately, closing the high school didn't save the K through 8. It didn't save the district. Is that likely to have the same outcome in Benton Harbor?
That's something that we should look at as a community and as a state. In Albion, closing the high school was billed as a way to save the district at least through eighth grade because high schools are more expensive. And that way they could focus on the earlier grades, just like they're saying in Benton Harbor. Well, think about it. If you're a parent who lives there and you know that your child is going to have to transfer to another school district in ninth grade, do you want them to stay in that district for 8 years, make friends, and then have to go find new friends? Or do you think, well, heck, I might as well just start them out in kindergarten in another district? So you saw a lot of kids move out of the district. The enrollment became so low it was untenable, and so they ended up merging the rest of the Albion district into Marshall.
So, Ron, the high schoolers are doing better in Marshall. What about the younger kids?
It's maybe a little too early to tell. There is one elementary school that remains physically open in Albion. It is run by Marshall now with a new staff. It's been run under the auspices of Marshall for 2 years. So far, they haven't shown any improvement in test scores. Usually it takes 2, 3, 4 years to make a determination, but we can't tell yet.
So bottom line, briefly, what lessons should Governor Whitmer and Benton Harbor take from Albion?
That students can learn more in other districts. There's nothing to be afraid of, but you should also be realistic that the district could close completely.
Ron French, Bridge Magazine. As always, it is good to talk with you, Ron. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.